is up today. Our viewers that stay so loyal. We have a special guest today. Let me tell you about him.
Okay.
He is the third friend we met in California.
Who's our third? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's the third friend. And then what else?
And one of my favorite songs, Starlit Nights.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
He is the artist that made Starlit Nights.
And he is a staple at every Filipino family get together in freaking Philippines, in America, just across the world. If you're at a Filipino gathering, you're gonna hear one of his songs, and he goes by the name of
AJ Raphael. Hello,
AJ Raphael.
Future dad.
Yes, thank you. I wore my daddy hat today.
Daddy.
Little debut.
Daddy.
Oh my gosh.
It's coming up soon, guys.
It is coming up.
Who's friend one and two again?
Michael and Carissa.
Sorry?
Michael and Carissa.
Got it.
They were the first one. Then when we came here,
right,
stayed with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't want to say it.
Yeah.
Michael and other.
Yeah.
Sorry.
IRL though. IRL. Because we were all online
friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that means something.
You know, Roy was very excited to meet you back in the day.
Oh my gosh, I was excited to meet him.
I was too.
Yeah,
but he was like, so he
but
showed
not as much
I,
as
all
Roy.
Your songs was he showed me.
Oh yeah, dude.
So he was the first one.
MySpace days.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I was so addicted to MySpace.
Aw, dude. No, I love this. What was the Hoy It's Roy video where you play Starlit Nights?
It was like Stranger Solicitors and other things.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
It's like a little sketch. I was playing piano.
That was really cool, man.
Yeah.
To see that you loved my music all the way out on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You were the Filipino singer on YouTube. That's like, I don't think I knew anybody else. If I did, I knew like maybe one of their songs.
Yeah. Because back in high school, I was like, damn, I want to move to California. Because I just see like all your videos like, hey, they're a lot of Filipinos.
That's crazy.
I want to go move to California.
Yeah, we had a lot of people over. I mean, we were making videos in our garage.
Yeah.
Dude, Matt was one of them. We just like would be like, hey, let's do this cover. And we're like, my girl. Like, we're just like doing guitar and stuff. And like even my friends who didn't sing, like, you know,
that's
my
me.
Best friend, Arby, Alex,
mm-hmm.
coming in the videos and just like singing because they just love singing and they didn't really even have to be a singer.
You know, when, you know, every single time we came to your house for some kind of friend gathering, whether it was planned or surprise, like sometimes it's just people over. Like, whoa, there's like 20 people. There would always be a moment where, because he's a lot of talented friends, that everybody would, like Tori Kelly would start singing, you would start singing.
Gathering on
like,
their piano.
Yeah. Everybody just start singing. And I'm like, dang, they're all good. And then everybody would be singing, and I would stand in the group, and I would just be so happy to be there. I'm not participating, but I'm like, dang, I bet so many people wish they were here, but they not. It's me.
Ah, that's funny. Mm-hmm. That's funny. I miss those days. I was just talking to my friend TJ Brown about those days.
Yeah, TJ. He was really good, too.
TJ's there, too.
He was really good, yeah.
Yeah, I miss that kind of carefree. I mean, everyone has responsibilities now, and we can't get together as much as that, but that spirit, you know, I think that will be inside of me forever.
You're about to have so much responsibility, like a whole life.
Right. I know. Father, Roy.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Father, me?
Father,
how you feel
Roy.
About this? How you feel about this?
I feel good.
The nerves gone?
Oh,
or
sorry.
Do they get better as pregnancy goes on? Or is it getting scarier? Because like,
ooh,
oh, it's almost done.
Yeah, dude. I want to know what you're thinking.
I'm more excited.
Yeah.
I'm more excited. I would have little bouts of scared nervousness,
mm-hmm.
and even though now as you're asking the question, millions of thoughts go through my head,
mm-hmm.
but the main one is like, oh my god, I just want to meet this baby already, because I just want to like see how cute it is,
mm-hmm.
and then I want to, we haven't that's a big thing too,
we haven't named
the baby,
and
we
don't know
the
gender.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I don't know,
so
if I believe
like,
you
we're there's a lot to look forward to, even just like,
yeah,
you have options. I mean, do you have any like parameters? You're like, okay, well, we want it to be A because we're both A.
How
or,
did you know?
Of course, me and
well,
Alexis.
You're
AA. Alex,
yeah. We want to be AAA as well.
Oh,
well, you want to be AAA?
Yeah, we want to be AAA.
Ah,
yeah,
is that what you're thinking?
That
I
is
have
what
a name,
we're thinking.
But I can't tell you now because I'm like, hey, yo,
I know.
But do you have one?
No, names are sacred. We have probably four names, two for each gender, and then we have maybe some. Like one or two gender neutral options.
Are you doing the thing where like, oh, when they pop out, we'll know which one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like we want to meet the baby.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Knowing the gender is crazy.
I know. I heard. I mean, everyone's kind of stressing out for us.
Nobody knows. But you have it in a sealed envelope or something?
No, but we can open a message that's in our like Kaiser inbox.
Oh, okay.
It says at the top, because we've told everybody.
Yeah.
It says, do not open this.
But it's like for records and stuff.
Huh?
I remember you had that and you just...
Did you guys just open?
Isn't that how you found out? You're like, oh,
yeah, we opened it.
Oh, you didn't even
really fast,
think about it.
Boom, gender. I'm like, no.
Wait, did it just say a big F?
What's up? Big F?
Yeah.
It's like sex.
Yes.
F.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like it was just big.
Yeah. Well, Monette opened it first, and then it says, you're about to scroll down, you're about to know the gender, but she didn't really see that, so she scrolled more.
Okay.
She's like, oh my God.
I thought it was just like... like the most obvious email, and
then
you accidentally
No. It's like all the results of like the previous ultrasound, and then there's a text. Don't scroll further. You don't want to know the gender.
Dang, so you don't know. And then how? When is it happening?
End of May.
Whoa.
So 2 months? Two?
Yeah,
next
like
month, dog?
A month and a half.
Oh, a month and a half?
A month and 3 weeks.
Oh,
you know, only 5% of due dates actually come true.
Yes, thank you, Alex. Yeah. It's one of those things where we don't mind if it comes early or whatever, just as long as it's healthy, of course.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
You know what we should have done at our baby shower? Take like bets of when it was coming.
Oh.
Yeah.
But we've heard that. I mean, one of our cousins gave birth a whole month early.
Dang.
You know, and they weren't ready at all. Like, didn't
it's
have.
Not bad.
That's not too bad.
It's not bad.
But more than that, it's probably not good.
I mean, it's just like preparation wise. Like,
yeah.
You know, and the doctors have been telling you this, and then your mind, and then like, what if things at home are not set up and things like that yet? You know
well,
what I mean?
So baby guava one.
Yeah.
You can tell if your child that could be the soulmate, but I already called baby guava two is my
That's
child
what
soulmate.
I'm
so
yeah.
Just so
okay.
you know.
Okay.
Just so
yeah.
you know.
I was telling
we'll see
him,
what happens when they meet.
Like, I want. To know the in-laws closely.
Yeah.
Because, like, one of the things, like, I get so nervous about is, like, meeting the in-laws. What if they're not cool? I'd rather have...
One of us.
That's really funny to think about right now.
Yeah. You gotta think ahead, man. Like, dad thoughts. Dad
you gotta,
thoughts.
Come on, come on.
That's
like,
crazy.
Okay, you gotta.
That's one of the things I don't want to have a daughter for, but then, you know, I also want to have a daughter, too, because... They're so sweet and
yeah,
but I also
so you're leaning towards pop boy.
Not recent. It changes kind of every day.
Yeah.
But I was just at a party recently. Our friend Denise Lerno, her 2-year-old's party, and there was a bunch of boys just going insane. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And like, there's girls who are they have a lot of energy and they're playing on the playground and whatever. But you see like the boys running in laps. You know what I'm saying? Like hitting their head on stuff. And I looked at Alyssa. I was like, I don't want a boy.
Yeah.
And I've been wanting a boy this whole time because I'm the eldest.
Yeah.
Alyssa's the eldest girl too, so she's wanted a girl. But recently, I'm like, oh my God, I want a girl. And then we went to get our nails done, manicure, pedicure, and you know the Vietnamese lady. At the counter was like, let me see your bump.
Oh my God.
So she, you know, she did it. She's like, let me see the back and looked at it. And then she's like, boy. Like, it was so crazy. It was so really crazy.
Dang.
Hey, I mean, do you believe her?
I don't know. Dude, she seemed so confident. I was like, no, we're having a boy.
What level of the pregnancy are there's already kicks and.
Yeah. Like coming out of
what size fruit is
it? Do you remember when I'll look at my app right now?
Sure.
But do you remember when it's showing outside of the?
What do you mean, like the foot?
Yes, things like that.
Yeah.
It's almost
there.
You can't see the foot.
Oh.
You can see bump.
You got.
You
still
don't know a body part.
Do you know
it
where
is
her
yet?
Placenta is in the front and the back?
It's anterior.
Anterior.
So I think back. Front?
Back. Yeah. So you can really see the.
Yes.
Foot
yes.
Head.
Right.
Dang. So wait.
What?
When they start kicking. Is it just a stub first before the toes grow in? Is it
just like an
ankle?
I don't know.
Yeah,
what
no, it's just like a foot before
no,
the toes grow
they,
in.
They don't know how to do that yet. Back when they
no,
were
no, but
stubby.
You're saying
like
that is there just a nub first?
Yeah,
before
because
the toes?
The foot didn't fully grow yet. So
right,
are they just kicking with the nub?
He's a sociopath.
I know. He thinks so much.
No. Hey, there's nothing wrong with a little.
That's true.
There's nothing wrong with a little nub kick.
No. All right, here's the fruit. Daddy, I'm about the size of a butternut squash.
That's.
Oh, those are big sometimes.
That's 1,900 grams.
Dude,
44 centimeters.
That's like 2 meals.
I know.
It's like thinking back. I like sent updates back in the day when I was pregnant. I was like, oh, okay, let's just send like my parents updates. So I just remember like sending them like, it's strawberry day today.
Right.
Oh my gosh, now she's a freaking pumpkin.
Right.
Pumpkin?
Yes. When they're exactly. fully
they
baked,
get that
they
big?
Can.
Yes.
Yeah. Pumpkin? Yeah. That's like the final stage, like the final form?
Like not a huge
like
pumpkin.
Perfect cell. Oh.
Well, okay, so right now, Pops, I weigh a full 2 kilos, so almost 2 kilos, which is, that's a Coke bottle, 2 liters.
Oh, the big Coke bottle.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's how much
what?
It weighs.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Oh,
right?
Man. I don't know why. I'm just picturing a baby in a bottle now. Like against the
in
glass.
In a Diet Coke bottle.
That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
What kind of dad do you want to be?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Seriously? I'm guessing Filipino.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to be a Filipino dad.
Whoa.
Do you want to be like an athlete dad? Do you have like goals? Like you're like, oh, I hope she likes music. Oh, what is she? What if she's
I
like.
I like that you're saying she.
Oh.
No.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll take it. I hope she. I can't stop. I got to say they. I hope that they like sports for sure. There's no helping being a musician or singer. You know what I mean? A performer.
What do you mean?
Like we can't help that. So we want to introduce sports and other things.
Adrian also.
Oh, so she'll probably be. Oh. I thought you were like. I was like, I'm definitely forcing my kid into an instrument. I'm like, you're playing piano or something.
I like.
Hello? Yeah, ours is like whether we force them or not,
sure.
It's gonna happen because that's just how we grew up. You know what I mean?
They're
and
gonna be
just naturally
definitely
happen.
just from the get go naturally more musically talented than anybody, any of the peers, just because they're around it. That's what they grew up with.
I feel you.
Yeah,
I feel you. Like both of my parents, you know, were in choir all the time, and you know that's why. And then Alyssa, her and her siblings would always like have to sing for parties and things like that. So, yeah, I would love to introduce some other things just so at least they can be a little more. Rounded.
Well, what sports did you or Alyssa play? Like, oh, like that she would pick up. Like, she was gonna pick up music. Was there any sports you guys did at all?
No. I played water polo in high school.
Whoa, that's hard.
I did. It's hard. It was hard.
That's
I was getting
so
scratched
exhausting.
Like hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hated wearing the Speedo.
I would hate that.
It didn't last
too.
Very long. Yeah. I played for a year, and I was getting beat up. I feel like, but I don't know that I would. Introduce water polo to her.
Yeah.
I would love basketball. I would love that. Oh my
god. You got height in either of your families?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. But
a
just
point guard
to, action? Just as a team sport.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, of course, it's just good.
Yeah.
All around.
Yeah.
Especially with homies or friends. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Basketball is a really cool like thing to just have community.
Yeah.
And
I think
stuff.
Also like when I have a kid, I'm like. Since they're just gonna be musically talented, being in your house, I can't provide that. So I'm gonna be like, oh, you do gymnastics because that'll translate into a lot. It's like,
ooh,
oh, you're just coordinated.
I like that. Yeah.
And then pick an instrument and whatever it is, you have to do it for like 3 years. But then you can decide if you want to switch or just stop music. It's up to you. But
right,
I'm gonna
right.
make them do these things, and then they can decide what they want to do after.
Sure.
Yeah.
I feel, and I know it can be a touchy subject. I've learned on Mom Talk and Dad Talk and Parent Talk and stuff. That.
Are we talking about Secret Lives of Mormon Wives?
I mean, the more broadly.
Oh, okay,
more
okay,
broadly,
okay.
Yeah. Like,
I'm like, that's not a great a group to get advice from.
Moms really, they're touchy on many things.
Uh-huh.
So I don't want to say that I'm going to make or force my kid to do piano lessons, but I will say that I am grateful that my dad forced me to play piano.
And I'm sure at that young age, you didn't always want to play piano.
No, I was crying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like rehearsing piano and practicing piano, like I felt like my fingers were coming off, like crying, you know what I mean? But like, I cannot imagine my life, especially the opportunities that piano and music has granted me and the friends that I've made because of this skill that I was taught when I was little.
That you didn't want to do.
Yeah.
All the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
You know, I end
but
up loving it.
That's
of
what
course.
I'm saying. I'm going to force them, and then they might love it. If they don't, that'll just be a cool thing they used to do, and they're more coordinated because of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But more times than not, I will hear people be like, when they see me play or whatever, or if they're at church or whatever, they're like, I wish I kept up with piano lessons.
Yes.
Wow.
And
I mean?
There's so many people that are like, oh, I wish people, I would have been forced to do this. And then those parents are like, no, I'm not going to make them do anything. I'm going to let them choose. I'm like, but they're so young. They don't know what they want. They don't know what they wish they would have done. I wish I would have done singing lessons when I was younger. Yeah. That'd be cool talent to have.
Yeah. So you wish your parents forced you to singing lessons?
Yeah. I wish I was forced to do things. Not forever, but how long did your parents make you do piano before it was your choice? You're like, I want to continue doing piano.
Right. I mean, let me just say, I don't feel that there really is choosing until your brain really, you know what I mean?
So you did it for like 5 years, 2 years, until you were like, it was your choice if you wanted to stop or not. He's like, no, they're still making me right now. I don't want to play.
Probably 5 years.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Lessons from when I was five until I was 10. But my dad died. So I almost had like, I did stop doing lessons because, you know, my mom was like busy working and all that stuff, but I continued playing. So all that to say is that 5 years of lessons allowed me to like love it enough for me to then continue on without having to do lessons.
5 years of lessons, you're already better than 99% of the world at piano. So that's such a cool talent to have. Was your dad your teacher?
He was my teacher for a little bit, and then he was like, ah, let's just get him a proper teacher. So I had Miss Yifeng. We drove all the way out. She was a very strict Chinese lady. Very, very strict.
Yifeng.
And even after my dad died, we had tried still going to do lessons, but it was just like, I was just like so sad, I think.
Yeah.
You know, but I just continued to play in church. So he was the piano player at church and I just took his place. So that is what made me just keep going, you know? So, yeah, I mean, I want to be a type of father who like, just like you, wants to give the option. And I feel, when I think about it now, I kind of feel sad that I maybe felt like I had to take his place. And that's like a lot of weight to carry as a 10-year-old. So like I wanted...
Oh, at 10 is when you started playing at church?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Like I played at his funeral and that was the beginning. Oh.
That's crazy for a 10-year-old.
Right. I look at 10-year-olds now, I'm like, there's no freaking way, man. And I guess you just step it up. Like, human beings are amazing, and you're just kind of like, okay, well, I got to help my mom. And, you know, I can't imagine 10-year-olds doing that because the capability of the human brain and all that stuff. But I see a 10-year-old, I'm like, you should be playing. You should be, like, playing in the pool. You should be playing in the backyard. But I was out here, like, rehearsing with adults in choir. You know, so I've been thinking about fatherhood a lot in a way where I just want to be around.
Yeah.
And it wasn't my dad's fault that he died.
No.
But it's like I want to be healthy. You know, I was talking to you guys about my weight loss journey and stuff. Like, I want to be healthy so I can be around.
Yeah.
Because I would love not to die when my kid is 10 years old.
Yeah.
You know, because of like the weight that I've had to carry. Both my sisters too. My sister was 9 and then Justine was 6 months. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, that's crazy.
I just want to be around.
Yeah,
that's the kind of father that I would like to be.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's a good goal.
Yeah,
I gotta tell you now. Like, when baby was born, I started changing up my health stuff. Like, healthier. I do so much leg work, like leg workouts.
Yeah, okay, great.
Because leg workouts or legs are like the core,
the most important.
So I do like leg workouts like twice
squats
a week.
Squats and stuff.
Squats. Yeah. That's the strength one. But then you gotta do like functional legs.
Wow. Okay. I didn't
meaning
think
like
about
you
this.
Gotta work out. You know, there's like calves underneath your calves called the soleus.
Okay. Yeah. Down here.
Down here. You gotta work that out. Your knees.
Okay.
So just like.
Oh my gosh, the link to longevity is legs. They said if you have good legs, you're going to live longer. You'll fight off Alzheimer's better. You'll fight off heart stuff better.
That has to do also with doctors, and everyone will tell you that like dancing will keep you alive. I mean, then that must have to do with legs, right? Because you're just like on your feet and doing the thing. You know,
you
like
see a lot of old people dancing.
Exactly.
Like, whoa, how are they doing that?
Yes.
They're like 90s.
Yes.
Whoa, that's a good
literally
secret.
My grandma's sister is 96 or something, still dancing and still does line dances and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, what keeps you alive? It's dancing. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, leg workout and things like that. That makes sense to me now.
Yeah.
So, wow, that's wild. You guys can do. I feel like back when you guys were. You would show your fitness journey and stuff.
Yeah,
like you guys are used to regiments and things like that.
Yeah,
you can do on more than me.
Yeah, like boxing and all that. But I feel like you had done P90X or something.
We did. Yeah,
yeah, we did. It's for a brand deal, so we had to.
But I feel like we are like phase guys. I feel like most people are. You yeah, like a lot phase of people in are, and yeah. out. Yeah. Like, oh, I work really hard for 3 months and I don't work out for like a couple months. And then
so you know you can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just easier when there's like a reason to do it for.
Yeah.
Like my reason, I want to carry my daughter for as long as I can.
Totally.
Yeah.
Like I want to be like strong enough when she's like 10, I can still carry
you
her.
Can,
for like
you can carry her down hours. The aisle instead of walk her down the aisle.
Hell yeah, boy. You're like, ah,
down the aisle. Stupid.
That's this is my, crazy. See my soleus? Yeah. This is my soleus. I'll carry you down the aisle.
Dang. Yeah. And she's not even walking yet. And you just, you want to be able to chase her and
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, so I'm just kind of like
you
prepping
know,
for that.
I saw a thing. It said, give a man a daughter and watch his income 4 times.
Wow.
Like, because you just get so motivated. You're like, oh, I'm going to take care of her forever. So then your income, like, usually when you have a daughter, your income goes up like 3-4 times.
Wow.
If you have a son, minus 4 times.
Yep. yep.
You're like, they're a little... They're a little hyper.
It's like the green wallet thing you guys taught me.
Yeah. Did you get one?
No, I didn't yet.
Oh, yeah. Good times.
I ordered one right now, man.
There you go. If you,
I need some income.
It has to be a gift.
It's supposed to be gifted to you.
Oh, it has to be a gift.
It has to be gifted.
Yeah, but also, Roy got mine, but I Venmo'd him.
Yeah. We found a loophole.
Yeah,
we found a loophole. It worked, though.
Yeah, but if you do it soon, maybe two will pop out. You never
know. Oh, please, please. Please, let's calm down. Let's calm down, please.
That's wild.
We just gave away a green couch today, so we hope it brings them fortune.
Aw, yeah.
Yeah, we accepted a green couch for a while, and I think it was working.
It was?
Yeah, while the green couch was in our studio, I got like the biggest brand deal I ever got in my whole life.
Listerine.
Listerine, you already know.
Boy.
You already know.
I saw that.
A lot of other things happened, and we just gave it away today.
Hot dog.
So I hope it brings that person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got to get him a green wallet.
Yeah,
next time we see you. We're going to combine.
Guys, you hear that?
Yeah, you should get him a green wallet. Yeah,
yeah, you too. Combine.
You know, okay, let's get to the serious fatherhood question.
Oh.
Would you rather have your daughter come out with one eye or three eyes?
Okay.
With like Cyclops or like third eye?
Oh my God.
Oh, if you had to choose. And they work perfectly fine. Everything works perfectly fine.
Yeah, Cyclops would be so cute.
That oh, fuck, Futurama.
Leela.
Exactly.
Leela.
Nice, dude.
Or you can go the Tien route and have an eye of
Tien. Oh, shoot. Wait, you're right. You're right.
If you gotta think about these things, man.
One eye.
Yeah.
Okay, sun three eyes.
Okay, okay. So if you want one eye, would you rather have a normal size eye or like a bigger middle eye?
I know. I think bigger when it's a baby, so it's cuter.
Well, that's cute. What it will be because the head's smaller.
Sure.
Do eyes grow?
No. Your face grows out.
Oh, okay.
Your nose grows.
Nose and ears to grow forever.
Right, you're right. Even past when you're dead?
I hope not. That'd be weird.
Really?
You think? After death?
I heard.
Your nose
you
keeps
think
going?
I bet it keeps going for like a day.
Bro, that's some Nigel Thornberry stuff, bro.
Dang, bro. Oh. I know.
Roy, do you have a checklist for Mr. Raphael? Like, he was telling me things like before. He's like, oh yeah, I just practiced the drive to the hospital, and I'm like, oh. And he said, I drove a little faster. I drove slow. I went during traffic, and I was like, oh, that's a good thing to put on your
checklist. I'd love to hear a little bit.
You practiced your route to the hospital?
I haven't.
Did you? You like checked it out? Like,
we have a tour scheduled on Monday.
Okay, that's good.
So that's good. Of the hospital.
Oh, cool.
Did you take classes already? Like breathing classes?
No, that is also happening on the 16th
of
April.
Yeah.
With our friend Devin.
Okay.
And because our friend Devin and Rachel have the same exact due date.
That's crazy.
Oh, that's crazy.
That is
so
wild.
So we're taking baby classes together. And
yeah.
That's like the one or two things we're doing together.
Okay.
So baby basics class and then a breastfeeding class.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, go on.
Well, the route, you got to do that because...
You're right.
He said he went... and he like you know where the hospital is, but you got to check like the drive and be like, okay, what am I gonna worry about? Is there construction somewhere that might be changing that day?
No, mainly like where to park.
Yeah, okay. Where to
Luckily
park.
We had valet, so that was made it a lot easier.
Okay, that's great. It is next to a Scientology church.
Okay, okay. Yeah,
so don't go there.
Just park
don't
inside.
End up accidentally parking in there, then you're stuck.
Yeah. Oh, checklist. Oh man, you put me. I forgot it at the house. I had a whole checklist.
Oh, you did.
Had like
a
whole scroll.
Nice.
Yeah.
Scroll.
Like, oh my God, make sure to tell AJ this and this and this. Let's see. Hospital bag, you packed?
Hospital bag. It's not packed yet, but yep, we have the list of what it should be.
Yep.
One for me and one for her.
Okay, good.
So, like, clothes and stuff for me, just in case, like, PJs and things like that.
Yeah.
But hers, more important, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean... Snacks, right?
Things snacks. Like that. Yeah, honestly, it goes by, like a blur.
The only thing
I remember that's, like, important that Monette actually used is, like, a comfy blanket.
Okay. Love that. Thank you.
Comfy blanket.
Great. Okay, comfy blanket.
Like, we always talk about
hospital blankets...
It.
No good.
Yeah, and yeah, you're gonna sleep like shit anyways, because it's
right. So yeah, it doesn't matter if I'm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but you're gonna be so exhausted, you can sleep wherever.
Well, what about the shirt that you wear when she gives birth, so you can do skin to skin properly?
Button up. Make sure it's
buttoned up.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So you can just unbutton it and then just
exactly.
Yeah, that's good times. Like, that's good times.
I remember
otherwise,
doing that for the first time.
It
was crazy.
Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Skin to skin tongue.
Yeah. I was like, dang, bro. It's kind of weird. Not weird, but I was curious. I was like, what? Can my baby latch on my nipples? So our first like skin to skin, I was like, can you latch?
You tried it?
Denied it.
Yeah,
denied it.
She said, ooh.
Testing God.
That's crazy. Is there anything else that... Okay, so have you decided whether you are going to be holding her hand at the top or if you're going to be watching at the bottom or right, what right. does she want?
So I've heard that, you know, sometimes it happens out of nowhere if it's 3 a.m. and not everyone's staffed or whatever. You got to like scrub in and also be helping. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of... actually, the photos that I just seen with my dad.
Yeah.
At the hospital, he has like the whole, you know, thing? Gown. Yeah, everything. Yeah, and the cap and everything. Did you have any of that
stuff? Well, she had a C-section, but when she was pushing, no.
Yeah.
No.
Nothing at all.
So you had to scrub in once that happened?
In the cesarean section?
Yeah.
Yeah. They put me in like a gown.
Because you're in the sterile field because it is.
The operating.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
that's
when,
so crazy.
When she was pushing and stuff, I was all locked in. I had my button up shirt ready to go. I was like unbuttoning, like, you know, every time she pushed, just in case. I was like, not yet. One time.
How soon is that, right away?
What do you mean?
When skin to skin happened with the dad? Is the mom first and then the dad? Or like for like 5
yeah,
minutes?
Yeah, usually
and then
the dad. Yeah. But
for
a cesarean section, the dad sees the baby first.
Okay, and then skin to skin happens with dad first.
No,
or is it always
the
mom first?
I made sure Monet got her skin to skin first. Before
and how
me.
Long does that last?
As long as you want.
Oh, there's not a like, hey, it should be at least 10 minutes?
Yeah, no, just as long as you want. I mean, it's mainly for warmth and bonding. Because they can smell you, and they're like, oh, this is mom. Ah, that's also titties. Like, they know what they're supposed to like. No, I'm serious. That's it.
We both did a gym look. Right.
But I still do it now. It's nice.
Have you tried breast milk?
It's so good, bro.
So good.
It's so sweet.
Well, no, I haven't. But I was scared because I was allergic to dairy until last November.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I wonder if I'll be able to have dairy from a human.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I'm not allergic anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. But can you be allergic to milk? I mean,
right,
human
to your
milk?
Own human milk?
Yeah,
probably
because,
not.
Because, like, what if a dog was born and allergic to his mom's milk? He dies.
Yeah,
absolutely. You're so right.
But I don't think you can be allergic to your own milk, though.
Yeah, I don't think so. Maybe.
Because allergies don't form until, like, month 6 or something
Right.
At least your mom's. Specifically, like maybe another human. Okay, yeah, I'm allergic. But to your mom's,
right,
there's no way you're
mom,
not. You're allergic.
Yeah.
So I could be allergic to Alyssa's milk, possibly.
Oh, you could. Breast milk, I learned, it's so sacred and like it's like so hard to produce.
Yeah,
especially for some women. Mm-hmm. So it goes to the baby first. But fortunately, I was lucky enough.
Coda. No, Coda.
Oh.
Every time she comes around the corner, she's like, "Oh, new person."
But the only opportunity I got to try breast milk is. The mom can't have alcohol, like, during, like, an hour after she finishes, like, emptying
her
titties. But Monette had alcohol probably, like, hour two after that.
Okay.
And she's like, well, what am I going to do with all this breast milk?
Oh, because once you pump that breast milk out.
It goes to the baby. Whatever nutrients are in the alcohol goes to the baby.
Oh, okay.
So, that was perfect.
So, what did she do with the...
The breast milk?
Yeah.
I drank it.
Oh, you drank it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was like, you want this?
Just in a bottle form, or are you just like a glass of...
Like a container form.
Okay.
He's like, straight from the source, baby.
It was like a shot. You ready? This bottle?
Would it go for you?
What do you mean?
With the milk?
It's got to go somewhere.
If you sucked on a nipple?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I would it go clearly don't know that much.
Oh, you like, think there's it, like, I was a, thinking like face was... ID for the baby?
No, I was thinking
it like locks like a metal lock in the middle. Like shing. Like kids next door kind of stuff.
No. I don't know why
it's like
I
the barn door
that
protocol with iron Tony Stark.
I was thinking that the hi mom that the mom knows when the baby who needs
it. That makes sense. Man.
That the milk would just start flowing, you know, when it latched on.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then it kind of knows that Roy doesn't need milk.
Yeah.
So maybe it would not come out.
Like save it to survive to make the baby survive longer. It's like I can't waste this.
Yeah.
Right. Like right. A I natural was thinking, instinct. Yes.
I get it. No, because like she whenever she hears like the baby cry, it starts like you know getting like leaky. And then it's like, oh, baby needs me right now.
Yes.
Oh, that is crazy. Yeah.
That's what I was saying. Like, exactly. The body is so smart and instinctive.
I forgot about
that. It's so cool.
And then whenever I come there, thorn.
You're not part of
it. It's like booby traps.
It's booby traps.
It's booby traps.
Whenever I
traps. That's where the term came from.
That's where it came from. A guy tried to do it. He got thorn in the face.
She's right there, right? Is that right? Like when I want milk, your nipples says no, and then thorns come out.
Yeah,
and then exactly stabs me in the roof of my mouth.
And that's a booby trap. That's where booby traps came from.
That's why I got braces.
Oh yeah, see it messed up your teeth.
Now they're all messed up.
It was like three attempts have been. You've been locked out.
No.
This is crazy.
I love titties.
That's crazy.
Human body's crazy.
So Roy, like throughout, when he was at your spot, like a year ago or whatever, he would tell me things, he would update me things, and then I would ask the hard-hitting questions, like the eyeball one.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
the hardest
like,
question
Roy,
I ever had to
you got
to
know this.
Eyeball what?
You got the eyeball situation.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, Roy, you have to know this. I look up things, I come over and I ask him and just test him.
Okay.
I'm like, okay. How far can a boob squirt milk?
Whoa.
And he
And he
got it right, I think.
Oh,
I can't remember exactly, but but take a guess.
All right. 3 meters.
Okay, we're going feet now. Because I don't know meters.
I think like 6 feet.
I think it was like 8 or 9 feet.
No
was the
way.
Record. It was
that's
the record.
Really like a basketball hoop.
Yeah.
That's the record. Okay.
That's the record.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if they're
feet.
Going straight up. I assume they're going forward.
Straight, yeah. I think gravity would make it lower. Yeah.
That's why trees stop growing.
Yeah.
Trees stop growing because
absolutely.
That's how high the water can get in
oh,
that
you're right.
in that porous
I'm sorry.
Void.
I laughed. But you were giving me a straight fact. my fault.
If a tree, it's depending on the type of wood, however far the water can get up because gravity, that's how tall the tree is going to be.
That's crazy, man. Isn't that crazy?
That makes sense, though.
It's true.
That makes sense.
What's going on?
Anyways.
I don't know.
Anyways.
Are you going to be one of those papas with a baby on your arm?
Whoa.
Wait,
tattoo-wise.
Oh.
What?
It's so funny. Every time I get a new tattoo, my mom always will text, be like, make sure to save space for your kid.
No way.
Yeah, she always
does.
That's
so cute.
Like, just like as a fun thing.
Yeah.
Because she's like, you have too many tattoos.
Yeah,
I got space.
You should do an anime version or like a cartoon version
of the baby.
That would be good. Like a Pixar.
Yeah,
that would
be
cute.
Well, so one of my tattoo artists, my main tattoo artist, her name is Jenny Nguyen.
Mm-hmm.
I just trusted her with my dogs. I didn't even look at how she designed them.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And they're on here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, that could happen. Like, here's what my baby looks like. And then, but the one thing I do want to do is, see my Simba tattoo?
Oh, you want to get that?
Yeah, I want to get the thing.
Oh, that's cool.
So
once
the baby is here, and, you know.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Are you going to have the baby, like, do the finger there
maybe,
to kind of like trace
maybe.
The size?
Yeah, put
accurate size.
Just put an ink on and have the baby go across.
Yeah. That's so good.
That's,
that's so good.
Yes.
That's good.
Save this, guys. Save this. Yeah.
Like the
put
thumb
it in a stamp pad or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And then just a little thing.
Stop, dude.
That's so good.
That's sick.
That's so good. Oh, I can't wait.
That's
I can't
amazing.
Wait.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. No, I think ink would work better for them to trace it.
Well, if you do your child, do you think your wife or your mom will get jealous and be like, what? Put us on there.
Oh, interesting. I've gotten so many things for Alyssa. Like, her favorite character is Stitch.
Mm-hmm.
this T-Rex, this raptor is here because we got married, like where Jurassic Park was filmed, you know what I mean?
Cute.
On Hawaii?
Yeah, I think, I don't know, wife is always priority. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever makes her happy, but her, me getting a tattoo of her is not something that she has been pressing for, you know what I'm saying? If it was, though, I would do it.
I'm trying to get on my father-in-law's arm.
What's his?
He has all. He has the whole family. I'm like, oh, I'm almost
no
there.
No way. What is the form? Is it their faces?
It's their faces. Yeah.
Really?
I'm like, you don't you have think to. Like,
do they look good?
His is big. Like, it's like, oh, she's like here, and then his son is here, and his wife is here. And I'm like, dude, just make it just a little bit, like a little thumbnail, and put it on your butt or something.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be out in the open, huh?
It's not gonna put your goofy ass face in your body.
Just say you'll pay for it.
You will, Jimmy. Do it.
You'll pay for it.
No, I don't want to pay for it. I got a wedding. I got to save up for a wedding, man.
Oh, that's crazy, man.
That is crazy.
I can't believe you're getting married, man. Like,
yeah,
we
I
have
know.
So many stories.
How old are you, AJ?
37.
I'm 36. I saw a freaking guy post, and he's like chasing around his 5-year-old, and he's like, "Hey, have a kid in your 20s. This is a young man's game." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, my back."
Right, like, I feel you.
Because they're going to be 5. We're going to be 40, sure. Early 40s.
Sure, sure, sure.
And then when they graduate from high school or college, that's how old? 22?
Sure, 21, 22.
So we're going to be 60?
I mean, I've seen some healthy...
Me too.
Like, my father-in-law is really healthy. True. He still plays pickleball.
His father-in-law is crazy healthy.
Yeah.
Legs, bro.
Yeah. Legs.
We got to just be healthy.
I skipped leg day for so long when I was in.
Me too.
I got to redeem.
Yeah. 60 doesn't have to be old.
Dude, Monette's dad is 74. Still and plays golf. 18 holes.
He doesn't zone out. He doesn't forget what we're talking about. He's just completely there. He's,
no,
I mean, most 75-year-olds are like, they're just
he's
like, huh? Or where are we? Or what are we doing?
No,
he
can
never
still
forgets
drive.
Nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Mentally, he's just there.
No, because when he was here, he lived with us for like 4 months just to help with the baby, but they finally left. But every morning, I went downstairs. He's doing squats.
Oh,
he's
they're, gone?
They're gone. They just left Sunday. But they'll be back in August. But he was like always active, moving his arms, squatting.
Yeah.
Even when he's sitting, it's like watching TV, watching Eat Bulaga, doing
it
like this.
Oh, so, my God.
Yeah, so it's possible.
We're gonna be healthy 60-year-olds, guys.
Yeah, let's do that.
You're already starting on it. You know?
Yeah,
posture thing.
I'm trying to fix my freaking. I've been doing rehab for like 8 months now.
Damn,
my back is still messed up.
You had to turn down a fight, right?
Yeah, I had to pull out of the fight, and then
that's wild.
I also I look at stories and stuff, and they're like, "Oh, I dealt with back pain for a whole year. I dealt with back pain for 2 years." And I'm like,
"Who are you looking at?"
Just like reviews of other people that are going through what I'm going through. And I'm like, "Dang, a year, 2 years?" And I'm pretty active on the rehab, I'm hoping, I don't know. I'm
You'll
just losing hope. I'm like, I
You're
might have to get
great.
Surgery by the end of the year. That's if I'm not good, I got to get surgery.
Dap.
Hey, dude.
I'm hoping.
You're going to be fine.
You got
this.
You got this, dude.
I'm going to be good.
Can you spark something else, please?
Would you mind if your child had a tail? Like Kakarot. Like a useful tail. Not like a, oh, that's weird. Like they can wrap it around like a belt. Nobody has to know it's a tail.
That's insane.
But they can also use it to get the remote if they don't want to sit up. You know?
Right.
They can reach the microwave.
Long,
oh my
like
God.
A long,
like strength tail.
Yeah, but it has no fur too. It's just a naked tail.
So
you gotta
like my hand.
Calculate that
like
into
that.
There.
That's
yeah, without the
sick.
Yeah, it's like a naked mole rat tail.
I mean,
it's like a possum.
Kangaroo would be sick.
Kangaroo tail.
Oh, that's too thick. That's gonna get in the
way.
Yeah, but
at least
sit
it's
in the
doing
car.
Something. You know what I mean?
What
it helps them jump?
Yeah, but the other one they
How
can
do you
use
sit in
it.
The car?
Duh, it's a big fat tail.
Yeah,
what
right.
are you gonna do? Like they can grab things. It's useful.
I don't want to be insensitive to people who might have tails.
Nobody has a tail like that.
You're
You'd
right.
be a one of a kind.
Wait,
baby.
People have tails. People actually have tails.
Yeah, they have mini tails.
Yeah, like mini tails, like tail bones that grow out. You know what I'm saying?
But they can't use
it. Got it.
Right. I wouldn't mind.
I wouldn't mind
That's
either.
The question, right?
If your child has a tail?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. Imagine like you're
cool,
on the street, you're walking with your kid, and then you drop your keys in the drain, and then you just put a piece of gum on the end of her tail, and she can get it for you.
Oh,
so
that's true.
Stupid.
You don't even need a leash.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't know. It'd be pretty cool. I don't know.
Yeah. No.
No, you don't want this.
No, I don't want this.
You don't want this, but you wouldn't mind.
Of course.
Would you high five it?
Would I what?
If she was like, hightail dad.
Hightail,
like,
oh, yeah.
Hightail. Hightail. Have your dad jokes been getting better?
No. No, I don't think so.
No? Really?
I don't even have one on deck right now.
No?
Yeah. So does it happen to you? It just...
Yeah, it just happens. Like,
yeah, at dinner the other night, you had some pretty good ones.
I did?
Yeah. Like, you had a joke or two.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, your dad.
Oh, daddy.
Yeah.
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 It just kind of just... I have to see. Like, it just... What's up?
What's up? What?
Mm-hmm. Nothing. You were just thinking about something. You're like, oh, what kind of silly question I got to ask right now?
Last podcast,
is your hair
Roy
naturally
called,
that curly? Like, yeah. It's pretty curly now.
Yeah.
I love it, dude. Oh. Like, I'm... Yeah, I want to get a perm again.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Looks really
nice. Actually, like, growing up in high school stuff, I always, like, Roy always straightened his hair. It looks so cool, and we're emo.
So you like to straighten your
hair?
And
I didn't straighten it, but I did, like, comb it and put hats on and, like, make sure it was laid down.
Oh, wow.
And I never embraced the curls until I was, like, in my late 20s. And then I was like, why wasn't I doing this my whole life?
I know. It really takes a while because of society for us to fully love ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
In our own skin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Late 20s. For you to embrace your curly hair.
And then I was like, this is better. I don't know why I didn't just do this.
And now you're thinking of it like, wow, this 20-something-year-old was thinking that they didn't love their hair.
Yeah, I was like,
I'm going to teach my child to love themselves.
Exactly, bro. Like,
that's
for the
all
longest
we can do.
Time for
but
me.
What if you're like, what if they come out curly and you're like, oh, it actually does look better straight. How do I tell them?
It's messed up.
What do you call your, what did you call your parents and your grandparents? Like mom, dad, mommy, daddy?
Mom, dad, mommy.
Mommy?
I think.
Until? Like 9?
Mommy, grandma? Is that grandma?
He called his grandma mommy.
My grandma's mommy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see. Because, Alyssa's is, they have distinctions.
Yeah.
The side of the mom, grandma is called grandma. And then they call the dad's mom, mama. And they know that.
My same. Grandma is my mom's side, and my dad's side is mommy.
Mommy. Okay, yeah, that's a Filipino thing. I feel like super Filipino thing.
Mine was Lola and Mamaw.
Dude,
super
that's
country.
The whitest
super country
thing. No, anytime anyone
Mamaw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And then what about the dads or granddads?
Dads, grandpa and tatay.
Grandpa and Tatai, nice.
Yeah.
It would be Lolo. I didn't know my grandpa. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It would be Lolo, though.
Mine was Lolo, and then Peppa.
Your white side, Mama bro.
Mama
Your white side.
Peppa.
How white is Alexis?
Half French, and I'm half Welsh.
Got it.
Yeah, so
I
however,
love that
I don't
know
the
origin.
I don't know the white rankings we were at.
Sure, yeah.
Rankings?
Yeah. I think
Welsh
11?
And you said what?
Welsh and French.
French,
I feel like French is higher
French
ranking
is higher.
Than
higher white. England is the highest, I think. Right?
Yeah, that's probably number one.
England. And then Spain. What is the hierarchy of white? So England.
There's no hierarchy,
I think,
but
British.
Go on.
Yeah, British is probably like the main.
Like in the old days, like when they like invaded countries kind of thing. That's what I was talking about.
Sure.
I don't even
Spain,
know.
Spain, probably.
Spain. Probably Spain.
But there still is, because they speak Spanish, so there does feel like there's some kind of
That's
ethnic
true.
Flair.
Ah,
wow. You know what I'm saying? But
more cultured, I guess.
Yeah.
Man, isn't the Philippines struggling right now with gas?
Really?
Yeah, because of the war.
Yeah, they're struggling. They're like, they're
10 times, 10x.
They
what?
Got, 10x yeah, on they gases. Got to the point where they were running recently, like last week, they were running out, and they had like 4 days, and I think Japan's like, hey, we got you. And they sent a bunch of oil.
No way.
Yeah,
wow.
Like, but like jeepneys are like, they don't see a point of running anymore, you know, a lot of jeepney owners.
That's like a huge thing.
It is, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it just shows how the world
needs to unite.
Is all connected, really, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just talking about community this morning because we've been doing a lot of Facebook Marketplace deals.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because I would kind of bag on them a little bit because it's just like, it's such a stereotypical thing to like risk your life to like get like a $20.
Oh, to go show
you know
up
I mean?
And get
yeah,
it?
Whatever,
yeah.
Do all this stuff. But it actually takes us back. And as we were making these runs this morning, we were thinking about community and how, you know, consumerism has gone like so much. Everyone's just buying. Yeah. Like that's happened in our own house. Mm-hmm. That's why we have so much stuff. But it's like back in the day, villages and stuff, you're like trading. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, and like even
you're bartering.
Even a little later, you're bartering. You know what I mean? But like that's how community should be. It's like, yeah, we're trading maybe for like some cash, but we're not like over consuming and just like keep buying. Like we got the snoo.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like, you know, it's like a helpful bassinet, I guess. But it's for expensive. Babies. Yep. But it's so expensive. But you know, someone was doing it used and we didn't want to buy it new from the company or anything like that. And so we trade, and she was taking care of her babies when I went to go pick it up, who have grown out of it. And I'm just like seeing,
aww,
I don't know, these like, you know, 1 or 2 year olds bouncing around, and I'm getting something that they used to own.
Yeah.
But that's like what community kind of should be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Speaking of Facebook Marketplace,
make
sure to go check it out. It's a great way to build community and find other people that are interested in the same things you are.
Absolutely. Thank you for our sponsorship, Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, I recently, at the beginning, the secret sponsorship.
He's not paying any of us.
No. And last year, at the end of the year, I had the biggest brand deal I've had in years with Facebook Marketplace.
It was.
We love Facebook Marketplace.
Absolutely.
And new year, new me. What's up?
Hey, literally.
Bro. Yeah, we're new too. So what's up, Facebook Marketplace?
Facebook Marketplace. We've been using it.
Bro, he just literally bought a snoo on Facebook Marketplace.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He met a good role model that was being a good mother to her children. He's like, wow, what a great connection I made through Facebook Marketplace.
Yes, so, Facebook Marketplace. True.
New us. New.
And new snoo.
New snoo.
New snoo.
Marketplace. Apparently,
crazy.
Though, the snoo company is under fire right now. Monette was the one who actually told me. So there's some controversy there, which is why, though, you know, buying it used and, you know, things like that, and not supporting the company directly right now.
Yeah, just supporting the child.
Yeah, supporting the child.
Community.
Mothers. Yeah, exactly.
Parents supporting parents. That's beauty.
That was a cool thing. It was just like, wow, you're a mom and we're just buying this off of you and maybe you can get more diapers or whatever with this.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
How often you got to go up in diaper sizes? You're like, oh, it's only been a month. I got to go to the next size.
Ask about this, what do you mean? We just got a diaper rifle. We got a bunch of newborn ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were thinking of like exchanging a lot of them just so we'd have the option.
Yeah. I think you're going to need them all.
You think so?
Because you probably have a lot, but it's probably not. I mean, it's probably you're going to need more than you think. I think.
Sure.
In my head. For a newborn.
When do you go up?
He said he got a bunch of newborn diapers and he's like, should I trade some of them in or you think we're going to go through all of them?
No, newborns go back quick.
Okay.
Probably like 2-3 weeks.
Boom, really?
You got a splinter one. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. There's one whole box that had like 150 and I'm like, well, is that like 2-3 weeks worth?
100. Okay. So you change diapers in the newborn phase probably every 2 hours. So
wait, for 12 diapers a day?
Yeah.
Even through the night.
Yeah, through the night.
So it's 2 hours the whole time.
Yo, oh,
so that's 12. Okay, 12 times
what? 150.
And you said 3 weeks?
10 days. So that'll probably last you a week and a half.
Oh, wow. Actually, okay, so you're right.
Yeah.
So maybe you could take your adult diapers and try to trade those in for more newborn.
For my adult ones.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Adults for sure.
No, but definitely the ones like that are 2 or 3 or whatever.
Yeah.
We might want to just exchange those for a gift card for wherever they're from.
Yeah.
So then we can just buy as
we
need.
You can do that? That's cool.
Yeah, that's the cool thing. I mean, you ask when you do the diaper raffle, you would ask for gift receipts.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a good hack.
Little hints in life.
Good times.
But yep. It's you go through a lot. Honestly, it was weird. It's weird because like Mona and I, we're just going through old photos, especially like the first month after having the baby.
Wow.
And the thing is, like back then, we're like, we gotta be present. We gotta take a lot of photos. Yeah. We gotta be present.
Right.
And we thought we were, but then it was such a blur emotionally.
Oh yeah.
And like taking care of Monette because she's still recovering,
of course,
the baby is just keeping you
up. Oh my god.
It was a blur still.
Yeah.
So
you didn't even document it as much as
we did. That's the thing, we did.
Oh, you
but
did.
We don't remember it.
You don't remember. Okay, I see where this is going.
Yeah. So
wow. So
yeah,
it's cool to look back.
It's really cool to look back, but it's just crazy because like we really were like in a war. It felt like a war.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
A good war.
You're in
sure.
the trenches.
The trenches.
You're in the trenches, yeah.
So
well, I have one question about.
Sure.
Did you film the birth at all?
Did I film the birth?
Yeah, meta glasses on or something?
I was thinking about it.
No, I had the
our friend Dante Bosco did it.
I had a tripod.
Yeah, he tripod did the whole thing.
And an FX3 like, just faced towards the operating room.
Yeah. No.
FX3. Yeah. He had a director
had the
in there.
Cut,
he
had
cut, do it again.
No. I mean, I filmed the whole pushing part. But okay. As soon as like it went to the operating room, just things got very emotional.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I was in a state of mind. Like, am I going to lose Monet, of course, the baby? Yeah, so I just kind of just forgot. But then when the baby was there, I pulled out the camera.
He's yeah.
So absolutely. I did for a bit.
Absolutely.
It was crazy though. I just remember during the operating room when the baby came out, we heard the doctor say, "Happy birthday." And then, rah, rah. So that was like a huge sigh of relief on my end.
Oh my God.
And then when they told me I wanted to meet the baby, I looked at Monet because I didn't want to like meet the baby without her. But she insisted I meet the baby first because I think being next to her at the time was, it was a lot for me because she was like this. And
shaking.
She was so crazy. Crazy.
So I had to go see the baby. And then I look over to the operating room on her side and I saw her stomach. Which is the craziest part. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, that it's kind of...
C-sections are crazy.
Wonder what that
tastes
like.
They just put the organs...
Yeah.
God.
And then...
The organs are just out, yeah.
Yeah. And then met the baby.
Beautiful.
Beautiful
baby. You still cut the umbilical cord in the C-section?
I did. I was kind of pissed, though, because they cut it, and then I just cut the remaining cut.
Oh, okay. Symbolically.
Yeah, symbolically. Okay.
You think they would let you bite it?
Yeah, probably.
You think they would?
No. Maybe. Whoa. You can ask.
I mean... Do they have a choice?
I mean,
well, like bite it off if you didn't have scissors.
Yeah, just like if you're
like
trying
for
to
fun.
Break tape, like,
yeah, yeah,
like
I see.
You do
I
it
see.
With the umbilical cord. Right, you don't eat it,
right?
Duh, I'm not a crazy person.
I could see you doing it though.
Yeah,
I would too.
I know.
Mm-hmm, and I'll bet after.
Oh, you're disgusting.
No, it's not disgusting. That's natural.
Okay.
How do animals do it?
What do you mean?
They don't got no thumbs.
They can't use umbilical cords. They don't got umbilical cords.
Only we do?
Only humans.
No.
What are you going to do? Oh, I'm a beluga whale. Oh, where's my scissors? They're not going to do that.
Wait, is there no other animal with a cord of the umbilical variety?
No.
What? Hot dog.
You look it up?
Yeah.
Right?
There has to be.
No,
human
I think...
beings are the only ones.
No.
I don't know anymore.
What is it? Wait, how do they get...
No, it's actually the opposite. It says all placenta... mammals are born with an umbilical cord, but the structure is different from each animal.
Okay. It's not a... Yeah, so mammals specifically.
Yeah.
They have placentas.
Where'd they get the scissors?
Well, I think they just tear off, probably. And then they die.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like
their umbilical cords just wither.
The mother chews it off.
Wait.
Oh,
Alex was right.
Hey,
chew
it up. You're gonna bring salt when you
do
give
it, dude. You do it because that's our natural instinct. So you better,
You better do it.
You think if chimpanzees had a podcast, they ever were like, "What if your dog? What if your kid's born without a tail?" And they're gonna be like, "Oh,
what the hell?"
They'd be like, "Oh man, no tail thing. What the hell, monkeys?"
You have a...
Anyway.
Okay, future message for your child.
Yeah. Wow.
There we go. We can all do one.
Cameras one, for two, his three.
Yeah.
Tell
us what
you're doing.
You can start. You start.
Me?
Yeah.
I cannot.
Yeah,
this is
can.
Too prestigious. I can't start. Okay, what's up? What's up, AJ's little baby?
Oh, to my kid?
Yeah.
We're all
so nice.
Yeah.
What do you think?
That's so nice. I thought to your own future child.
Oh,
no, to yours.
New York.
That's nice.
Hey,
that's
future,
really nice.
Future
wow.
AJ baby that I probably has a name that starts with A, just like me. Wow.
What if it was Alex?
No, that'd be cool.
We know too many Alexes.
No, go ahead. You have
we know too many.
No, I feel like you're asking for my blessing and you have it. You have it. I can't wait to meet you and I can't wait to be astounded by your musical talent. That you're just born with. You don't even have to try. Trust me. You just got it. And just so you know, I call dibs on Baby Guava 2 for my kid to marry. So you can decide if you want to marry Baby Guava 1, but Baby Guava 2, I already got dibs on it. And I'm excited to expand your brain with my random thoughts. I want you to, every time we have a conversation, you're going to be like,
ew.
I wonder how we got to that. I wonder how his brain got from, we're talking about carrots. How did he get to this topic? And I hope to expand your brain in that way. Because I have no choice. I'm stuck like this. But maybe I could pass a little on to you.
Oh,
there you go.
That's really nice, Alex. Thanks. Thanks, Uncle Alex.
Future Tito Alex. I guess future baby of Raphael's. You already know your mom and dad love you. And true. A lot of people love you. Just know that you have free will. You could be whatever you want. You can be as happy as you want. I'm pretty sure your mom and dad will make sure you're the happiest, most lovable child. And please tell your dad to make Starlit Nights Part 2.
Ooh.
With you.
Featuring. Ah! Featuring.
That'll be crazy. You already know. You're very loved. Very, very loved. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I love that, guys. Future child. Future child. Thank you for allowing our purpose to be fulfilled and for bringing us so much happiness and joy. And I know it's going to be hard. Everyone keeps telling us it's going to be hard. But I know that it will be worth it because you are already amazing. And you already have brought so much joy to our lives. And just like Roy said, you can be whatever you want to be. I'm not going to be disappointed if you wanted to not pursue music. That's all I know. That's all I know, music and all that stuff. So I just don't ever want to put pressure on you to have to do anything that you don't want to do. But yeah. I'm already proud of you, and thanks.
There you
go. Wow, why are we doing this, guys? Why are we doing this?
That'd be cool.
They're going to watch this in the future.
Think about when we were kids. Our parents didn't even have the technology to do this.
So it's going to be so true.
And I wish I had this from my dad when he was young.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's good times.
It is good times.
Yeah, it is really cool. We're giving our children like what we didn't really get to have.
Mm-hmm.
Gen Beta. You know, Gen Beta is supposed to be the most woke generation.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Because they're going to understand screen time is like not supposed to. Screen time is bad.
Sure,
not all screen time is bad, but they're going to appreciate things more because their parents are more aware of what's good and what's bad. Like being outdoors is nice and, you know, going out, getting hobbies, new hobbies, and not spending time on your phone or screen all day.
Wow.
So that's just what I heard.
How many times do you think civilization has reset? Have you thought about this?
Whoa.
What, can you name a past one?
No, just like this world, how many times this world has started over?
What? Oh, you mean humans or like
humans,
just the world?
Oh, the world.
You mean like how many floods?
Ice Age? Noah Ark
kind of situation?
Yeah.
Like Ice Age?
Or meteor? That all has happened, and this, and then say the world ends, and then it starts over.
What do you mean by end, though? Like nuclear bomb? Or
sure,
like,
sure. Yeah,
nuclear bomb. Like a meteor?
But like Noah's Ark, or Noah's, you know, that whole thing didn't necessarily wipe out all of life.
Yeah.
It saved
most
lives.
Most of it.
Also happened in civilization. So all of this one timeline, and then it starts over.
Twice. I think twice.
Nice.
Because there's Ice Age, and then there's the Roman Empire.
And then the meteor, the dinosaurs.
Oh, three.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying that all... Do you know what I'm saying, Leo?
I'm confused.
No, I'm saying that all of that has happened already.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You're talking about, like, Spanish flu?
I'm talking about... Everything. Okay, say everything has happened since Jurassic Park.
Okay,
Jurassic, all that stuff. You know, Ice Age, civilization.
Sure.
All that stuff, and us now. And then, look, AI is going crazy, right?
Yep.
AI. So let's say that AI kills us all because of how fast it got.
Okay, and then
the Earth. So now we're back at Pangaea, like the dinosaur. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And now it starts over.
You know what would suck about that situation is if you're one of the ones that survived and you know what's possible, and nobody that's alive, sure, like that, 100 people can do it.
That's really interesting.
It's like, oh, nobody knows how to, no, there's no architects in this group, there's no doctors in this group. Yeah, like, we know what's possible. That would suck.
So I'd rather be oblivious. I'll say zero then.
Okay, so you think that this is happening for the first time, everything that's happening?
I think so. Nothing, the world hasn't been wiped out yet.
I like that.
So, I like that. Oh, I just got what you're saying. Whoa, you're saying, like, what if we've already been here, but we got wiped out and we didn't know?
Exactly. Oh, isn't that wild?
That's scary.
I know. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Should read up on it. It is crazy.
I just got what you meant. There's a whole group of people before the Ice Age,
before, they
but we don't know that because it hasn't been documented.
Right, and we've already been technology advanced.
Oh, but like there had to be... Oh, I guess if it was super wiped out like a meteor and there's no evidence of like technology.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Why'd you blow our minds at the end of the podcast?
I know. Something to think about, viewers.
Shoot.
Dang it.
It's kind of wild. We could have been here before.
Yeah.
I'm gone.
What if we're NPCs? I'm scared I'm an NPC. Right. What if you're the main character? I'm just an NPC and you're a simulation. That's crazy.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. A little bit of heat.
Louis Spicy, thank you, AJ, for coming in.
We are excited to meet you. Super excited.
Thank you guys. Love you guys so much. Thanks for having me.
Next time you're on, you're going to be a dad.
You'll be a dad.
That's so true.
Honestly, bro, you got this because your ancestors had it. You're so right.
Mm-hmm.
They've done it. You've done it.
That's so true.
You got it.
You never know. Humans have already been through this before.
Okay.
Thank you guys, Alex, Roy, Leo, Matt. Love you guys.
Love you.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.